Mornings on 102.5 KEZK.
Uh-oh. Sue, it's time for another area crime report.
Oh, my goodness.
Actual police reports compiled by local departments. Let's get right to it. A Baldwin officer conducted a traffic stop after he observed license plate that appeared to have fake license plate tabs on them.
What?
It was determined that the driver had altered the license plate tabs by, get this, cutting out square shapes from a cigarette box and writing 18 on them.
Well, you know what? Hard times, Greg.
We have some smart criminals in the area. We determined this was a mediocre attempt to try to fool us, but it didn't work.
Well, good.
Baldwin police is on it. Officers dispatched to check the welfare of what appeared to be a 10-year-old walking down Manchester Road at 1 a.m.
What? That's not good.
No. It was determined the person was actually 40 years old.
And they were just short.
And was walking to work.
Well, all right then.
Now, through investigation, it was concluded that when the person reaches the appearance of their current age, they'll actually be 160 years old.
What?
I don't know. Okay. Officers dispatched to an apartment complex in Ellisville in reference to a noise disturbance, Sue, and the early hours of the morning. After locating the source of the disturbance, it was discovered that the couple was, quote, consensually loving one another at a high level of Valium.
They agreed
to do so a little more quietly in the future.
And the person who called that in couldn't tell or probably just didn't want to have to say, you know, hey.
You don't want to give your name
I'll
when you're calling that one in, right?
Knock me. Yeah, exactly.
Finally, a Hazelwood resident reported a number of bras hanging from trees in
their backyard. All right.
There was also a sign reading, "Hope you had an uplifting vacation." I don't know. That's going a little far, I think, right?
You know what? That must be an inside joke that we're all missing.
I guess.
You know what I mean? I'm sure they... The person whose tree that was in understood it. Yes.
Well, and I figured, given your circumstances, having had bras stolen from you out of your car, Sue was donating bras at one time in her life. And
they stole them out of my... Broke a window.
Well, there's an organization that does that, right? Oh. And you were just trying to do a good thing.
Yes.
And someone stole those bras.
P.S. They left them. Remember that? They broke the window.
Oh, yeah, they broke
found
the
what it was.
We don't want these used bras.
It's Greg Hewitt every weekday morning on 102.5. KEZK.